RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hempy on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We're worldwide on the free Odyssey app. It's a Friday fun show. Welcome aboard, everybody. I want to get to Cliff Kingsbury right off the gate. Had some interesting comments yesterday about being a head coach. We'll break all that down for you. VCU basketball back in action tomorrow. You'll hear it right here on The Fan. And we got a big one, folks. It's VCU Loyola Chicago, 2 o'clock tomorrow. That's their second big road win opportunity of the past week. Came up one shot short at St. Bonaventure. And we did, you know, we broke that down yesterday. They were one shot short. They played a great game. And when we get to March, when the committee opens up the envelope and tells us the bracket, it's not going to matter. It's a loss. And that's what's hard to stomach, but an opportunity for a big one. Just got to be one shot better than Sister Jean and the Fighting Nuns out there in Chicago tomorrow afternoon. Of course, Commanders Cowboys will break that down for you, give you the NFL picks. Parney joins the program for a little Friday fun at 11 o'clock. No Gary Hess today. He's off. Everybody's off. The building's dead. Megan's in. Megan will take the first 90 minutes. Stubb will take us home today. Megan, welcome aboard. Last time we were together was two Fridays ago before I checked out on break. That was my last show.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Before I called it a vacation because, we all need to, we all need a vacation every now and then. The junkies today, we're down to just one. That's a new record, a one junkie show. There's four
of them.
That's
crazy, okay.
There's four of them. They only had one today because everybody's sick. Everybody's sick. Over at the Richmonder, two of the three of us are sick
right now.
I'm good. Knock, 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 knock.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Good.
The other two are not. At home, got people sick. In the neighborhood, people are sick. Everybody's sick. Junkies are sick.
Yeah.
But all of which is to say, two Fridays ago, we played hooky. We jumped out early. We did the show Thursday night so we could clock out, have ourselves a fun Friday, a true fun
pre-record
Friday. Which is not... It's not difficult. We were talking about Sunday's games. We had a great show.
Yeah.
Nobody noticed. And the way this works is the junkies end at 10 o'clock on the dot. We begin. And at 12 o'clock, we're done. And so we recorded the whole show. You put it in, did a great job, down to the second.
All the ads.
Because it's got it's this, like, people don't appreciate how hard the producers work.
Yeah.
Harder than me.
I don't know about that.
For sure. Down to the second. The Junkies, I don't think you know this, had a holiday drinking show.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
They all got wasted on the air. And somebody hit the wrong button at the wrong time and called it at 9:47.
Oh, my gosh.
Which is not 10 o'clock.
No, that's not. That's so, way off.
So at 10, our show, or at 9:47, our show started playing. Oops. Wait, who would have thought?
I was going to say, because, like, literally, I'm in every Friday.
They're pros.
They're pros.
They don't miss their times.
Yeah.
We start at 10 o'clock and 0 seconds.
Yeah.
Every day, without fail.
They do great.
Except the one day we weren't here.
Except, and the coincidence, we weren't here that one day.
We weren't here. They all decided to get drunk.
I was talking to my mom about it because I didn't know that's why it happened.
Yeah, I know you didn't know. That's why that shared that
and
with you. Yeah.
I was talking to my mom about it and I was like, in theory, like, I feel bad about it, but I did everything I should have. And in theory, it should have worked. Any other Friday, it would have worked. What's going on? All of a sudden, I get this email and I'm like, what do I do with this?
What could we have done?
No, yeah.
We can't come running in.
Yeah, no.
The whole thing was done.
It was done.
Awan starts early.
It's all over.
Merry Christmas to Awan.
Yep.
And happy bonus 13 minutes of radio.
Yep, there you go. That's funny, though.
He was up there with the Junkies.
Oh,
so,
really?
So maybe he'll give us some insight.
Oh, I'd love to hear it.
Awan Radio is back on the air at noon today. We will check in with him, of course, as we traditionally do. I want to get to Cliff Kingsbury because that was the big news of the day yesterday. Here's what happened. He was the coach of Texas Tech, and Patrick Mahomes was the quarterback, and he coached Baker Mayfield. And he's the young, hot coaching thing. Everybody loves him. And he gets a job as coach of the Arizona Cardinals. He's got Kyler Murray, does a great job with Kyler Murray, and then the things go south there. But not before he gets a very, very nice contract extension. So they pay him to go away, to which he leaves, and spends a year in Thailand with his girlfriend, comes back, is bouncing around looking for his next job, is on the verge of signing with the Las Vegas Raiders. When he gets a call from Dan Quinn, I'm going to be the coach in Washington. We're going to have the number two draft pick. Do you want to come be the offensive coordinator? And a yes is the easy answer there. Do you want to work with, you know, Aiden O'Connell and Gardner Minshew, or do you want to work with the number two pick in the draft? That's an easy call. He comes to D.C. Phenomenal start to the season. I think everybody understands how good this offense got how quickly. And I don't want to sugarcoat it. There was a lull in the middle, and people made a lot of it because of Cliff's past and the Cliff. And there was a lull in offensive production for a few weeks. And then, like the fighter pilot, he pulled himself out of the tailspin, and they've been really good the last couple of weeks. And promising going into the playoffs. I think, obviously, everybody understands that Jaden Daniels, sturdiness, stability, his ability to run the ball for 100 yards every game is what's driving this. That's maybe not long-term sustainable, but Cliff's called some nice games. That means other teams, of course, are interested in Cliff Kingsbury. So here is Cliff yesterday answering the question on everybody's mind. You going to go be a head coach somewhere?
Do you want to be a head coach again?
Yeah, I'm sure at some point. Yeah, at some point.
Do you plan to interview for jobs this year?
I won't comment on that, but yeah, we'll see how everything plays out, but I'm very happy here. Yeah, this has been an awesome place and has really helped me kind of rekindle my love for the sport.
And last one, but what did you learn from your first stint? What would you be looking for?
Yeah, I think the first one, I didn't know what I didn't know, really. Coming from college, I had bounced around on teams as a player, but not as a coach on any level. And so to come in there, I don't think I set the foundation the way I would do it after watching DQ and how he set the foundation from day one. And it was, these are the standards. This is what we won't compromise. This is what we're going to be. I definitely could have done a better job of that. And kind of once you don't lay it out like that, it's hard to put it back in. You know, it's hard to kind of reset it. And I think that's where he's done such a great job. It's like, this is what we're going to be from day one. There was no ifs, ands, or buts. And the guys bought in. And, you know, he's led in an incredible way by doing that.
That's Cliff Kingsbury. Questions there from Sam Fortier of the Washington Post, who I thought did a very nice job. Journalism school, they teach you, don't ask two questions in your question, because then the person will pick which one they want to answer. Mm. You don't say, you know, are you thinking about being a head coach next season, and where would you like to go? Because then they can pick which question they want to answer, and they can talk about, you know, fit and place and ignore the first question. It's a simple question. Do you want to be a head coach next year? Got to answer the question.
Be direct.
He wants to be a head coach at some point. Again, and everybody wants to be a head coach at some point. There's certainly some people late career. You think about Spagnuolo with the Chiefs, you know, some guys who are late career and probably aren't going to get another bite at that apple. Jack Del Rio during his time in Washington. You understand you're never going to be a head coach again, but you love being around the game. That's probably Ron Rivera, although he keeps getting interviews for reasons that are that are beyond me, I'll say for sure. I mean, the only thought I've got is that they're picking his brain as an esteemed NFL man. Because people jump on this, right? Well, he's a diversity hire. You know, you have to interview two diversity guys. That's true. Also, there are a million mega talented young coordinators who you should be interviewing for those jobs, right? The point of the rule is not bring in Ron Rivera and do a little dog and pony show with him. It's go get to know these young guys who are actually the future of the league. That's an easy one. Go talk to the young, find the next Raheem Morris, find those guys. That's the point of that rule. The point is not go talk to Ron Rivera and embarrass your organization on Twitter as the Jets did yesterday. Cliff Kingsbury would like to be a head coach at some point. The important fact to introduce here is that the Arizona Cardinals are paying him through 2027 to be their head coach. And that's in the contract. But the way his contract works in Arizona, this is what I've been told, every dollar he makes outside of Arizona gets deducted from what Arizona owes him. So sometimes, like the college coaches who have it so good get fired, they get a check written to them on the spot. Here's all the money we owe you. Go away. Cliff's contract is not that. Cliff is still financially the coach of the Cardinals for three more years. And so every year he gets paid on his regular schedule until 2027 from the Cardinals. But any money he makes here in D.C., they can deduct from what they owe him. So if he's making $5 million a year in Arizona, which was not, that's probably not a bad guess. I don't know the number. I know people who know the number. They've told me that's not a bad guess. So if he's making $5 million a year in Arizona and he's making $1 million a year in D.C., he now makes $4 million in Arizona and the $1 million in D.C. So in a lot of ways, he's working for free right now. He could have stayed in Thailand for another 4 years. He loves football. He's rebuilding his game. So this is important. As he takes these head coaching interviews, keep in mind, he's working for free every dollar up until $5 million for the next few years. The other thing to keep in mind is that I think he has proven definitively this year, he remains a bright, brilliant offensive mind. You look at some of the play calling sequences he's done, some of what he's done to maximize a really bad offensive line at times, a good offensive line at times that he's turned great. What he's done to what he did to maximize Brian Robinson at the start of the season, who I think we're all seeing as a good running back, but certainly not in that great caliber of running back. All those things he's done have proven his, you know, worth as an offensive coordinator. Has he done anything to prove he should get a second chance as the head coach overseeing the building? No, but also he hadn't been asked to do any of those things. I think it's premature to suggest that because he's had success with Jaden Daniels, he would be a good head coach. And, you know, this, we have this discussion every year NFL draft time where, you know, somebody come in and ask me, what do you think of so-and-so? Is that a good draft pick? I say, look, I got my guys I like. But the smart thing to do is anytime you ask me, is that draft pick going to work out, is to say no, because more of them don't work out than do work out. And the same with head coaches. More of them get fired than get extensions. So if you say, is Cliff going to work as a head coach next time around, I'm going to tell you no, he's not. Because the numbers suggest he's not going to work as a head coach because so many more of them don't than do. I mean, look at, you know, all of the guys in that Shanahan tree and who have had so much success and yet only one ring in that group. And it's Sean McVay's from a wacky year where the Rams went all in with him. It's a weird business. You also look at the landscape out there. I think the most attractive job out there is Chicago, and we'll dive into this in the next segment. That's bad ownership. You get a great young kid, somebody who Cliff knows, in Caleb Williams. It's a bad ownership group, though, and I would if I were advising him or Ben Johnson, I'd tell him stay far away from a bad ownership group, especially one that's not going anywhere. So it's an interesting time. I think that there would obviously be a step back. You look at Dan Quinn's past. What happened when Kyle Shanahan left him in Atlanta? That was when the wheels came off. It would be a big pivotal moment here. I still love Jaden. I think a lot of people that raise their hand to come work with number five. My continued hunch is that Cliff Kingsbury is not a head coach next year, that he comes back. But if the perfect situation arises, you got to take it. I think I know what that perfect situation is, and I will tell you what it is on the other side of this break. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM. Friday fun show. MP on the mic. This is normally when Gary Hess would drop by. He's off today. We'll welcome him back into the studio next Friday. If it's not a road show, might be on the road for Commanders playoffs. And then long term, just talking out loud to Megan here, I think we're going to move Gary to Thursdays long term. So yeah, but you're gonna be in here on Thursday.
So okay, it'll be
all right. We've got new year, new schedule.
Yeah,
that'll move Gary to Thursdays.
Oh, I'm happy.
there you go. You got there eventually. I forgot to mention that the Mayo Bowl is tonight. Virginia Tech playing against Minnesota in the Duke's Mayo Bowl. So make sure to listen to that right here on The Fan as well. Big weekend. So Tech football tonight, Mayo Bowl. After that, you've got Loyola against VCU tomorrow, 2 o'clock, and then Commanders and Cowboys. Pregame starts at 11, kickoff 1, postgame gut check on Sunday. On a busy day for NFL football leading up to that big Lions-Vikings clash. I told you before the break that I think there's a job that Cliff Kingsbury should leave for. I think there's 1.5 jobs that Cliff Kingsbury should leave for, and it's not the Bears. The Bears are a bad ownership situation. It's not the Patriots. I don't think they'll entertain the idea seriously, but there's the expectations remain too high there. You're still following the Brady Belichick footsteps, and it's not that Drake May's bad, but is he transcendent? Would you rather coach him or Jaden Daniels? To me, that's an easy call. If you want to say, even after this year, where Jaden Daniels is unquestionably the rookie of the year and has been amazing, if you want to say, would you rather coach Jaden or Caleb Williams, I think it's okay to stop and think about that question. Caleb's got a very unique skill set, and Cliff knows how to maximize it, and obviously you'd be in a good spot there in Chicago. That said, Jaden's clearly the toast of the rookie class right now, and he's working with him, and he's got that gig. So I don't think there's anything to me to indicate that the Patriots would consider him. The Jets' job is a full no-go for obvious reasons. Wherever you go, you've got to work with a franchise quarterback or a guy you think could be a franchise quarterback, right? So that takes Vegas off the table. If Vegas calls, okay, who's your quarterback? Yeah, that's where the conversation ends. Cliff Kingsbury doesn't have to take a job that's not perfect for him. The Bears' job is very appealing on paper for the roster. The quarterback situation is very appealing. The roster is very appealing. The ownership and GM situation there is bad. That's a red flag. That's a stay away, right? That was the Jacksonville job for a little while when Trevor Lawrence was on his ascent. You still didn't want that job because there's ownership questions. Cleveland, even if Deshaun Watson had it together, ownership questions. That was this job for a long time. It's so nice and refreshing to be on the other side of that. The half first. The half is Dallas. If Jerry Jones calls, you have to pick up the phone and you have to answer. I mention this all the time with quarterbacks and with players. If you have to get to Dallas if you want to be famous, or do just incredible things somewhere like Belichick and Brady did. Look at who does announcing of football games on TV. Tony Romo, Troy Aikman. It's Cowboys-affiliated people. Who's doing the pregame show? Jimmy Johnson's doing the pregame show. If you make your mark in Dallas, and it doesn't mean winning Super Bowls. Romo didn't win any Super Bowls. Michael Irvin's on NFL Network. If you want to be big, you do it in Dallas. That's where stars are made. Is that an appealing situation? I don't know that it is. I don't think you can say with a straight face that the Cowboys are an appealing situation. That's probably a no. But on the other hand, it's Dallas. It's enticing. And if you make your name there, dude, Jason freaking Garrett is doing halftime on Sunday Night Football. Give me one lifetime accomplishment of Jason Garrett in football. I'm waiting. He coached the Cowboys. If you coach the Cowboys, you get to be famous. So if that's important to Cliff, I don't know if it is or not. If Jerry calls, you pick up the phone. The job you absolutely would drop everything for is Cincy. And it's working with Joe Burrow, who you guys know. My man crush on Joe Burrow, the football player, is well known. I'm not endorsing the hairstyle. I'm not endorsing the lifestyle. I'm endorsing Joe Burrow, the second best quarterback in the National Football League. I've said that a million times. Y'all have called in and yelled at me a million times. I'll say it again. He is the second best quarterback in the National Football League. I put him above Lamar. I put him above Josh Allen, obviously below Mahomes. Now, it's interesting this year, because there was a whole Pro Bowl thing yesterday. Oh, Mahomes didn't make the Pro Bowl. He got snubbed. He actually didn't. This hasn't been a good year for him. And yet, when we get to the playoffs, when there's 13 seconds left in a game and you're down two, who's the guy you want throwing the ball? And there's only one right answer, because he gets it done every time. They're 15-1 in a down year. And that's because when he gets the ball and needs to win, he wins. Period. Every time. The one time he didn't win was excellent coaching from Sean McDermott, who is not known for his excellent coaching. Excellent coaching from Sean McDermott, who did not give Patrick Mahomes the ball late in the game. Did the fourth down, went for it with Josh Allen, said, my guy's going to win the game. We're going to keep you on the sideline. That is, of course, the correct approach to Patrick Mahomes. If you give him the ball, he's going to win the game. But the opportunity to work with Burrow in Cincinnati, I think, would be enormously appealing if that job came open, and that's obviously a very big if. All right, let's play clip number two here. This is a little more Cliff Kingsbury from his press conference yesterday, talking about Jaden Daniels and working with him going into the playoffs.
You know, I'm speaking from an offensive perspective, but we haven't played as well as we can play for the last 3 weeks. We've found ways. I think in critical moments we've been really good, and we've played hard, and the effort and resiliency has allowed us to win the games, but we haven't come close. Just the execution, play in, play out of what I've seen us be. And so I think for us, we need to play our way into that. It can't wait till the playoffs, but hey, we're going to turn it up and we're going to get it going. And so for me, from that perspective, I'm excited about all of our guys playing and just trying to take another step as an offense.
And then you talked about playoff football being pretty different from regular season football, given that this is obviously going to be Jaden's first time in the postseason. You have some experience with a young quarterback in that situation.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back.
Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Have you given any specific thoughts to what you might do to help him prep for that different style of football?
No. he's a very focused, very competitive person. So I think everything I've seen thus far has been he's been up to the challenge. And the bigger the moment, the better he plays.
Yeah, I think he understands, too, how big this weekend is. And you know, this is the first playoff-style game. I know it's against Dallas. I know they're out. But there's a big swing in opponents. 3 potential playoff opponents. If they lose this week, they'll most likely go up to Philly. It's cold there. It's very cold in Philly right now. It's cold here. It's cold everywhere. It's cold in America right now. But it's cold in Philadelphia. You've got Saquon to deal with. You've got Jalen Hurts to deal with. That's unpleasant. They've been up there. It didn't go well. They've beaten the Eagles. We've seen it. All 3 are games you can draw a path to them winning. But that's number 3 on the preference list, is going up to Philly in the cold, where Jaden's probably not going to be able to compete in a shootout situation, not unless B-Rob really turns it on in a way we haven't seen recently. Number 2 on the list is L.A. Obviously, tremendous upside in terms of mild weather. Fan base there is basically non-existent. They've got 2 good receivers, and this team has 0 good corners. I think the early read on that game would be a shootout, bet the over. Still a nice opponent. You got a win to get them. The other win to get them opponent is Tampa. I like that too. They've only got 1 good receiver right now, in Evans, and you've got the potential to maybe get Marshawn Lattimore back. So, and they played them first game of the year. There's some comfort there. They were at that stadium. I think there's a lot to be said for Tampa being the best of the 3, with LA being second choice, Philly being 3rd. But it starts with winning Sunday. You'll hear it on The Fan. We got to get to VCU basketball. Virginia Tech football in the Mayo Bowl tonight. This one's for all the Mayo. We'll break it all down for you. It's the Friday Fun Show. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105. Friday Fun Show. Parney joins in half an hour. He'll make his picks back in the win column, 3-2 last week, which I would imagine he'll mention when he joins us at 11 o'clock, 11:30. I'll make my NFL picks. First time we've done this with no college football picks to make going into the weekend. Not a thrilling batch of college football playoff games, but I would remind you that that is the norm historically. Far more of them have been blowouts in the playoff era. I'm including the 4-team playoff era, of course, than have been great games. And that trend very much continuing right now into this season. All 4 teams that played the first week won the second week. I'm not prepared to read into that. You know, baseball style, baseball's got to have the discussion. Is not playing a downside instead of an upside. I don't think that's the case in college football. Certainly in the NFL, the bye has always been an advantage, not a disadvantage. I think a lot of it goes to the way the bracket was created and the way it was seeded. I think you've got two fixes here that could get us up to speed really quickly, one of which they'll never make, one of which goes along with that, but they could make. You need to get rid of conference championship games, which did not describe anything, and if we're being honest, probably kept a good Miami team from being in the playoffs over a lukewarm SMU team. Conference title games did not add anything to this year's playoff picture. Didn't clarify anything for us. Now, in the Big 12, you had an elimination situation, but either Big 12 team you picked could have handled its business equally well within that format. So you got to get rid of conference title games. That's the first weekend of the playoffs. That's your 5 through 12 weekend home sites. And then what we knew this year as the first weekend is now the second weekend, the quarterfinals. That's also home sites. Teams 1 through 4 didn't get a home game and now left without a win. Teams 5 through 8 all got home games and wins. The home game and win is such a cool thing, like such a huge reward. You've got to find a way to get teams 1 through 4 home games. Otherwise, they're going to say, hey, what are we doing? Everybody's like, oh, Notre Dame's going to get jobbed in this new format. They can't be a 1 through 4. Look what they got. They got a home game in front of their fans, a big win, and some momentum that they carried into Georgia. And obviously Georgia, who had to slog through a meaningless SEC title game, had injuries in that game, comes banged up. Sure, they won the SEC title game, turned out to not matter at all. They would have rather had those players than had the SEC trophy. It just means more. In this case, though, coaches are going to learn it doesn't mean more. So you've got an easy one. Move everything back a week. Get rid of conference title weekend. That's week one. What's week one is week two. You got your two semis on New Year's Day. The Rose Bowl will be difficult about this. The Rose Bowl doesn't move its start time. Ideally, the Rose Bowl would move up or push back, and you could fit in both of them in nice, tidy TV windows that end in primetime. It's probably not going to happen, but two semifinal games for New Year's Day, fill in the fluff all around that, your Mayo Bowl, your Pop-Tarts Bowl, your Gator Bowl, all those things. There's certainly the Cheez-It Bowl. There's enough to go around that you can fill out the rest of the day with some mediocre bowls. You've got a nice day of football again, then you can play the title game before we all get swept up in NFL mania. So that's an easy fix. And then number two, of course, is to do true seeding instead of this thing where the conference champions get seeds. And when you get rid of the conference championship games, that'll happen automatically. So that'll work itself out nicely. I'm not under any misconceptions that either of those things will happen anytime soon. It's football. We get to watch it. That part is cool. Notre Dame, obviously, it was that minute before halftime. It wasn't just the field goal, but then the turnover and then punching it in. Georgia was correct to try to get points there and even it up. But that turnover was the whole game, and then obviously the kickoff return. Good on Notre Dame. Good on Notre Dame. Certainly a legitimate title contender. May have, probably will have, a battle of some northern teams. Ohio State, Penn State, and Notre Dame, all three of the final four teams from up north. It is not the SEC's year this year. Sorry to Lane Kiffin. You can take your win over Duke last night and be content with that in the offseason. All right, this is, Megan, I love this every single year when this comes out. Sportico, which covers the business of sports, it put out its list, the top 100 most watched television broadcasts last year. So this doesn't count streaming. This isn't like Netflix, yeah, any of that. This is just TV broadcasts. It's obviously very heavily football dominated.
Mm-hmm.
The Super Bowl was, of course, the number one most watched television show last year, as it is every year. But the presidential election had four of the top eight spots, half of the spots from football. The debate, the other debate,
mm-hmm,
the vice presidential debate was the seventh most watched show on all of TV last year.
Oh my gosh.
That blew my mind.
Yeah.
We all, like, I get the presidential debate.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yes. But the vice presidential debate? I don't think I know anybody who watched the vice presidential debate.
I know I didn't.
I didn't. No. Yeah. The hand up here. I didn't watch. That just feels like such a low consequence event. And yet. Number seven, more watched than election night itself, which was the number eight broadcast.
I also think it's kind of interesting because it's like generationally and stuff. Like, I actually didn't, okay, I'll be honest, I did not watch any of the debates.
Sure.
I went online and I watched the clips.
You see the clip. You see the clips.
You know,
that's how you digest
TikTok
it.
And yeah. I see all the clips and, you know, that's how I like digested it.
That's how a lot of people consume a lot of things now, is through the clips and through the tech. You got to win the event and then win the after event too. But it's all NFL football, Super Bowl, NFC title game, AFC title game, playoffs, Thanksgiving, etc. The first non-NFL, non-politics event is the 24th most watched show of the year, the Rose Bowl, which is the college football. But that's not the championship game. Mm. It's just on at a really good time. It's on New Year's Day.
Okay.
We're all around. We're watching. The Thanksgiving Day Parade is in the top 50. How about
that? Wow. Okay, I'm glad.
Most watched broadcasts of the year.
I'm glad about that.
How about
the Thanksgiving Parade?
It's a good event. Like, we all watch it. And I don't think I realize as we're watching it, like, we're all watching it.
We are. I mean, like, my family, they have it on in the background while we're cooking and stuff. And, you know, you turn around and see all the floats. And
I'd love to see the numbers on that. Number of people who had it on versus number of people paying attention at a given moment.
It would probably surprise you.
I also always love the musical acts they get.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not peak. It's like coming up or going down.
Yep.
Those are the two options. You're like, here's somebody who released a song a couple weeks ago trying to break through. Mm-hmm. Here's somebody who released a song 20 years ago. Do you remember this song? Oh, please, dear God, remember this song.
And they're
dying out there.
And they're all lip syncing.
They're all lip syncing. 100% of the Thanksgiving parade is lip synced.
It's ridiculous. It makes me so mad, not going to lie.
You're better at this stuff than I.
Yeah.
Is it just logistically too hard? It's a float. They're moving.
That's the thing.
You can't sound check that, I guess. What are we doing here?
I could see that.
It's cold.
I've heard, that's the reason I've heard.
Okay.
I could see logistics. That makes sense. What I heard too was it's just so cold up there. And like, granted, that would kind of get in the way. But I still feel like, I mean, I've been out there performing. They're doing one song. Like, I've done a whole 2-hour set in the cold. Give me something.
I don't buy that. If it were raining, you could sell me on being like a danger to the equipment or whatever.
Exactly.
You can't sell me on cold, though. You get your... It's a 3-minute song.
Some of them don't even do the whole 3 minutes.
I think you can get your voice warmed up for a 3-minute song in the cold.
I think so.
I'm just saying, I think you could do it.
Yeah, so that makes me wonder back to like what you said. Is it the logistics? I mean, is it just that they don't want any mess-ups? They want to make sure everything sounds perfect? I don't know.
Are they tired?
Are they tired?
Are they rolling out of bed into the parade?
They might be.
Maybe they're just tired.
Yeah.
It's a lot. They do a lot of the Broadway stuff.
Yeah.
And that's big voice stuff.
Which is cool. Yeah.
Super cool.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not as fun when you know it's not, they're not singing it.
It's not. Yeah. When I found that, like, I got a little older and found that out. And it was like, I guess, really, like, I was, you know, coming up and starting my music and doing all those things. And I was like, that is so discouraging.
I have a parade hot take. I think the Rose Parade is better than the Thanksgiving Parade with the flowers, where they make all the floats out of the flowers.
Oh, wait. I think I do know what you're talking about. Yeah. I just don't usually watch that one.
It's not on the list. It's not on the top 100 list. The Thanksgiving one is.
Huh.
Everything's made out of flowers.
Oh, I'm going to have to look that one up now.
Yeah, I think you should. That, to me, is more impressive than, here we inflated Snoopy. It's a giant balloon marching down the street. Here's a guy who sang a song in 1980. He's going to lip sync it now for you. Like, not to diminish the Thanksgiving parade.
It's still cool.
Cultural event. But. Second best parade of the year.
Yeah.
Only one basketball game on the top 100 most watched TV shows of the year. The women's college basketball final, not the men's game, was not. It was, of course, the Caitlin Clark game against South Carolina, number 76 on the list. For perspective on just football is everything, it's the most watched basketball game of the year. Basketball, period. That includes NBA basketball, college men's basketball, Olympic basketball. It was the most watched basketball game of the year, the Caitlin Clark game against South Carolina, national championship, watched by 19 million people, a huge number, a lot of people. That was right in line with the NFL game right next to that, was like the 60th most watched NFL game of the year. It was week 2, Saints versus Cowboys, regular season, 1 p.m. Just a non-event of a football game.
Yeah.
Like, the Saints crushed him. That's how big NFL football is.
Interesting.
It's king. NFL towers over everything. You know, that's going to work in our favor this year, though, because this is a dud year for college basketball locally outside of VCU. UVA doesn't have it. Tech certainly doesn't have it. UR had a very nice spunky win over G-Dub the other day, but doesn't have it. We need VCU to pick up a win tomorrow. Need a little bit of juice on this one, because otherwise it's going to be a long march of breaking down some combine prospects around here. Two Summer Olympics nights in there, the Grammy Awards and the Oscars, which makes sense as well. Top 100 TV shows of the year.
Yeah.
So those are the non-football top 100 TV shows.
I was wondering about those, yeah.
Yeah, but beyond that, it's not. There are no, like, Friends or Seinfeld.
That's crazy.
4 years ago, 22nd most watched show in America was the Masked Singer finale.
Really?
Like, that was a cultural event. There were no TV shows that are cultural events this year.
I feel like that's kind of sad. I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. I would assume there's streaming stuff that did numbers this week. They just don't do it all at once. We don't all watch.
Yeah.
Like, whatever the Disney Plus number is on the Taylor Swift show.
Oh, yeah.
But that's people watching it 1,000 times.
Or, like, Squid Game's coming out right now. The
Squid
second
Game,
season.
Everybody's going to watch.
Kill it.
Like, I think probably Squid Game will do a number that's big. It's subtitled, though.
Yeah.
I'm a snob about that. I like it less when it's subtitled. I'll watch it. I like it less, though. And I don't do the dubbing. The dubbing's goofy.
I won't do the dubbing.
No, you got to do the subtitles.
The subtitles, basically, other than TikTok, all I watch is my Korean dramas. So, like,
you just live
only subtitles.
You live in a subtitle world. There you go. We got to step aside. Parney at 11. NFL picks 11:30. It's a football Friday. Mayo Bowl tonight. Commanders Cowboys 1 o'clock Sunday. You know where to be. It's 9:10. The Fan at 105.1 FM. Friday fun show. We haven't opened up the phone lines today. I don't think we're going to open up the phone lines today. But George weighs in on Twitter. Michael P and RVA says it's too cold. The singers are too famous to freeze their tails off for 2 hours singing. And when Megan is a famous singer, she won't do it either.
Come on, George. Come on. I will, too, do it live. George coming at me.
I love it. He says the Rose Parade had too many musical acts this year. I agree. They have, like, great old cars. Like, they had the bands and the flower. Yeah. The flowers are the star. But for whatever reason, they always have phenomenal old cars.
That's cool.
It's very cool. Yeah.
More
old cars.
The wedding venue that my fiance and I have been looking at, the guy actually has a car museum in, like, the lower part of the house, which is pretty cool.
Explain that. How does that work?
So we're doing it basically, it's at someone's house, and it's a really pretty venue.
No, sorry. Explain the car thing.
Yeah, the car thing.
Is there a big garage style door?
It's like a garage thing, and it's like, I guess, the basement or whatever. And he's just got, like, I cannot tell you how many, like, vintage cars he has in there.
Is it like a garage or like a showroom?
It's basically, at this point, it's basically a showroom.
Yeah.
They're all packed in there. It's not
like these cars are, like, ready to rear out of there. They're, like, they're to look at.
Basically,
I'm sure you could drive them.
You could drive them. And he does do it somewhat, but yeah, it's basically just like a car museum. They're all kind of, like, lined up in there. It's not the biggest area, so it's very packed in there. And he's got all these, like, cool car souvenirs and stuff on the walls. And
I see
it's crazy.
Because some people,
it's cool,
who are not me, are like, why would you own a car just to look at? It's like, no. Yeah. Like, you open it up, you take it apart, you put it back together.
Yep.
I get the appeal of that.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds fun to me.
Yeah.
As somebody who will never own.
Oh, it was awesome.
A car garage. I get the appeal of the, look at that engine, look at a carburetor,
That, it was crazy.
That sounds cool to me to have a big garage full of those.
He even had, like, the thing where you could kind of have, like, one car here, and then there's a little, like, thing, and you put another car above it, and, like, I cannot tell you how many were in there.
Like a car elevator.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Vince and I were going around, and Vince was so excited. He's like, oh, we got to take a picture with these cars when we have the wedding.
Sure. Oh, yeah. I mean, there's always the icon, like the just married.
Mm-hmm.
You got hundreds.
It'd be cute.
You do it hundreds of times.
And we figure, we talked to them too. It's going to be something cool where, how they usually have, like, the wedding and then, like, a little bit of time to take pictures and then the reception.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, oh, can people just, like, look at your car museum? Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Oh,
okay,
that's,
sure.
That's nice. I like that.
Yeah.
Because that can be the part where the day drags.
Yeah.
For everybody, including the people involved in the pictures.
Yeah, I went to a wedding earlier in the spring, and it was like they had like a good hour or two before they got back from photos, and we were all just kind of standing there, and it was really,
yeah.
It was long.
that's the part where it drags.
And that's what worries me.
So. But you've got a car museum.
I've got a car museum. People are entertained.
Problem solved.
They're set.
I love it. That's fantastic. Let's fire up the clips. We'll start at number three here. We'll do some college football real quick while we get Parney on the line at 11 here. Parney in 9 minutes. But a little college football yesterday, a little afternoon football. Here's where it swung for Notre Dame. This is right before halftime. Dreadful game. It's 6-3, and Notre Dame gets the field goal to make it 6-3. Kicks off. Georgia's got a minute to go. They turn the ball over on a pretty safe play, a run play. Our Notre Dame guy just gets his helmet in. I said we were going to play the clips, but I'm actually just going to talk. Then we'll play the clips again in a minute.
Okay.
Notre Dame gold helmets historically. It's a painted gold helmet. It's actual gold.
What?
The main building on campus has a gold dome.
Okay.
And the Notre Dame people are going to scoff at me for my, I've got like 80% of the knowledge here. Something about they take some of the gold off the dome, melt it, and paint it onto their helmets.
Wait, really?
It sparkles, man.
I gotta see this.
It's a good look. But it's actual, like, I don't know what the word for that is. Gold foil, gold embellishment, embossing. It's gold on the helmets.
I'm looking at it now. That's crazy.
They look sharp. It's okay. The gold flakes were that's the building.
That's why I showed it to you.
Look at the picture. That's the building. When the dome was regilded, the gold flakes were collected and are put into the paint to allow a more consistent year to year and week to week color. Starting in 2011, they changed the painting process. They now no longer paint the helmets every week. They paint them, I guess, for big events like yesterday. Anyway, all which is to say, stuck his gold helmet right on the football, knocked it loose. I'd be distracted by a gold helmet too.
Yeah.
Anyway, now we're on to the clips because after that, Notre Dame is what you do after a turnover. You punch it in, you get your momentum, you run away with the football game.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays. sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
What an opportunity for the Irish. They motion Eli Raerdon right to left. Shotgun for Leonard. Takes the snap. Play fake. Looking. Firing. End zone. Touchdown. Bo Collins makes the catch. And Notre Dame extends the lead.
All right, second half, put it away pretty quickly here. A little special teams. Special teams was winning the day for the Irish the whole game.
Kick to start the half. Jaden Harrison might get a chance here. Going to bring it out from his own 2 yard line. Cuts it inside, takes it out to the far side, across the numbers, along the far sideline. Jaden Harrison hits the Jets across midfield. 40, 30, 20, 10. It's a touchdown.
Yes.
Kickoff return from Jaden Harrison. He waited all season long, and golden is thy fame. What a return to start the second half.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
It's it's funny to me. You look at the three, you know, the four teams that are in this, still in this, and obviously in a traditional year, you have to be perfect. I think Oregon was the best team this year. They're not going to win the title, but you know, in a traditional year, it would have been Oregon against your SEC team, either Georgia or Texas, for the title. Maybe Notre Dame, maybe, depending on the year. You look at all four of these teams that are still in it had brutal losses. Notre Dame, obviously, to Northern Illinois early in the season, which you say that knocks them out. Then they went on their run. Ohio State's brutal loss to Michigan. Texas losing to Georgia in that big, highly anticipated game. And who did I forget? Oh, Penn State, of course, losing to Ohio State. Everybody, oh, can't win the big one. These guys can't win the big one. So it's four chip on their shoulder teams. It'll make for an interesting semifinals, which will happen in 6 days. We'll rack it up. We'll get you ready for it next week. Tonight, though, it's the Mayo Bowl. We're playing for all the Dukes Mayo tonight. Virginia Tech, Minnesota. It's going to be the young guys. Bud Foster came back to be a special guest coach leading up to the bowl game. It's everything you want a bowl game to be, and it is the Dukes Mayo Bowl. Winner will get doused in sweet, sweet mayo. That's a thing that will actually happen. You'll hear it tonight on 910 The Fan. Pardon me, after this, you're listening to 910 The Fan. Good song. Final hour of a Friday program, an exhausting 2-day work week here at The Fan. I don't know how we do it. We'll find a way. We'll punch in Monday. We'll do it again. Anytime I'm doing top five shows I've ever been to, I saw the Foo Fighters at it was like a artsy theater in Chicago.
Oh, that's interesting.
And they did half electric, half acoustic.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was Skin and Bones. There's a live album of it, and it was phenomenal. Because he's so musically talented too.
Yeah.
Dave Grohl, that Pride of Alexandria, up in Northern Virginia, it was just so good.
Sounds really good.
Especially
the acoustic set.
Yeah, because it was both. Like, it's not a tame acoustic set. He's still screaming.
Yeah.
Vocal warm ups. Parney says you can call him now.
Yeah. Okay.
So we missed Parney in the first segment, but that's all right. We'll Megan's gonna call Parney. We'll get him on. We'll make some Parney picks here. We'll tell you that Virginia Tech takes on Minnesota in the Dukes Mayo Bowl. In the world of mayonnaise, I've given out a few hot takes today. I said the Rose Parade is better than the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade, and I'll stand by that. That's hot take number one. I did my Joe Burrow thing again. I do that every day. I think he's the second best quarterback in football. Grab the Odyssey app. It's got the rewind button. We went deep on Cliff Kingsbury in the first half hour of the show. Maybe time for one more hot take. I like Duke's Mayo over the Hellman's, the Best Foods, the Miracle Whips, the whatever. Is there a third place mayo? I don't know. There's obviously there's Duke's and there's Hellman's. Is there? I don't know if there's another Mayo in competition. It's Duke's for me. Duke's Mayo Bowl tonight. Winning coach going to get slathered in Duke's mayonnaise after the game. You'll hear it here on the Fan. Virginia Tech, Minnesota, 7:30 p.m. on the kickoff. 38 degrees at kickoff in Charlotte. I declare that too cold for a bowl game, but
I agree.
They will continue playing. We've got our guy on the line here for a little Parney time. It's a Friday. It's Parney time. What's up, dude?
It's 2025, second day of 2025 or third day of 2025?
Third day.
And I've already made a mistake by being late for our show on Friday morning. I got one job to be ready at 11 o'clock on Friday morning. And my phone was charging upstairs. Tanya and I are getting ready to go out on the beach to do our exercises, and I completely whiffed. So my apologies. And then before you say any other thing, if anybody in the world tries to tell me that Duke's Mayo is not the only proper mayonnaise in the world, I will die on that hill. I will fight you to the damn death over Duke's mayonnaise.
We will not be fighting. We will be in agreement eating delicious sandwiches made with slathered in Duke's mayo. It's a delicious product.
I remember when Dale Jr. had Hellman's car. And I know Dale Jr., and I know that Dale Jr. is a good Kannapolis, North Carolina boy. There is no way he ate Hellman's mayonnaise. Absolutely zero way. When you grow up where we grew up, you have tomato sandwiches in the summer on sunbeam bread, lathered in Duke's mayonnaise with a little bit of pepper on top. That's your lunch every summer afternoon in the middle of North Carolina where Dell Jr. and I grew up. So that was a bunch of crap, by the way.
Roy Williams, University of North Carolina coach, would only drink Coke. He was a loyalist. But Pepsi, it was like the NCAA tournament sponsor, and so you had to have a Pepsi. He had an assistant who poured out the Pepsi and poured in a Coke into the Pepsi can so he could continue drinking Coke during the NCAA tournament. I'd like to think that's what Dale was doing all those years as well.
Yeah, let's hope so too. I'm gonna believe that myself. But happy New Year to you, buddy, and yours, everybody there at the Fan. And you're excited about getting back home in a few days and getting started. We're less than 100 days to April the 4th, to the Squirrels home opener that we're all excited about. John Smoltz will be throwing out the first pitch on April the 4th. Tickets are already on sale. I haven't talked to the boys. We all kind of shut her down for a little bit of time, which everybody worked so hard at the Squirrels, they needed a little break. But I'm sure the ticket sales are going great. So just a reminder to our listeners here on Friday morning, if you want to be at the opener of 2025 Flying Squirrels April 4th with John Smoltz, make sure you go to squirrelsbaseball.com and get that done before it's too late.
That's a great get. I wanted to ask you, because it's not baseball weather now, but it will be. Will you get snow out there at the beach? That seems fun to me, to be out at the beach when it's snowing.
Well, we've had some flurries, but I was telling Tanya, I just saw a report this morning when I woke up that we haven't had significant snow in over 1,000 days. 1,068 days, I believe, is exactly what it said. So that's, over 3 years since we've had snow that laid on the ground. I have pictures of our boat dock with about a half to an inch of snow on it back in like 2020, 2021. But it is absolutely beautiful when you're walking on the beach and there's a snow squall, but it doesn't happen very often down here.
That feels right. It hasn't snowed here in forever either. It feels like my stance is if it's going to be cold, it might as well snow. You might as well get the benefit of the snow.
The worst is when it's cold and it's ice or rainy.
Nobody wants
cold
that.
Cold rain is like the worst. I know when we have like rain delays in April when it's like 35, 40, 45 degrees, and it's those cold raindrops that are whipping you in the face as you're pulling the tarp, and you just think that you made the wrongest decision of your life when you decide to work in minor league baseball when you're pulling the tarp out on the field.
It'll all be worth it in June. We'll have some beautiful games. Be excited to pull into that parking lot this year, look across the street, and start dreaming of what's coming next before I enjoy a baseball game. It's going to be a fun year.
Yeah, Benny Rothrock and I, before Christmas, did a here comes the dog. Did a hard hat over there with the mayor before Mayor Stoney left office. I haven't been in Richmond since Mayor Stoney left office. But we went over. It's just amazing the job that Gil Bain and the crew are doing, the architects, like everybody. It's really starting to look like a place where millions of memories are going to be made over the next 3-4 decades. So really excited about our fans being able to see that as they come to the Diamond. And I was doing my schedule with Tanya this morning. March the 1st, I believe, is Nutsy's annual block party. And people will be able to come out and do all the fun things that the Squirrel staff plans for that. But I think that'll be a monumental moment for people to look over there and be like, oh my God, it's really happening, right? And then every time you come to a Squirrels game in the summer, you'll be able to see the progress that's being made across the parking lot. So lots of exciting things. Ben Rothrock, Anthony Opperman, Ben Terry, everybody over there back to work yesterday and really working towards getting the staff ready for these exciting days, historic days. Like we've never lived. We've talked about it a long time, MP, but we've never lived through the days where, you know, the new ballpark is on the horizon officially and for sure.
100% of my Richmond days have been with discussions of a potential new ballpark. I moved here 17 years ago. It's already being talked about, so it'll be good to be on the other side of that. It'll be a ton of fun. Squirrels back to work. Buy your tickets. John Smoltz opening night. We're back to work. Second show post-break for us. Parney got some work done in his last appearance. I know you don't like it when I mention that you started the year red hot, but it's true. You did. Little swoon at the start of December, but we pulled out of the tailspin last week, or 2 weeks ago, rather, with a 3-2 record. You correctly got the Commanders over the Eagles. Nicely done there. That was an exciting finish. 42-21 overall with a pair of draws. Nice symmetrical number there. You're at exactly 67% on the season coming into a pro-only slate of games today, Parney.
Well, this week is the week where all of us that like to dip our toes in the handicapping water are very wary.
Yeah.
You got to pay attention. You know, and it's just like, I don't know how we haven't talked in 2 weeks. These college games have been a fist fight because the college football playoffs have not, because everybody's playing, right? But these games, what game was it? I was telling Sammy, my daughter, Coastal Carolina, their bowl game, Myrtle Beach Bowl. Coastal had 27 players in the portal, and the other team, UTSA, had like 31. Like, this wasn't those teams. Those teams weren't playing each other. It was like a scrimmage game almost, right? So you have to be really careful in the NFL. And this week, you know, who's sitting, who's not. Saquon's sitting. I just was watching Good Morning Football, the big conversation about Sean McVay sitting people. So should be very interesting. I haven't really. Are the playoff picture is pretty much intact, right?
Yeah, only possibly the Broncos have to win. If not, the Dolphins or Bengals can take their spot. That's the last spot available.
Well, we're going to cheer for Denver. Our buddy Paul Kelly, he used to be, when the Redskins were the moniker of the team in Washington, he was the director of football operations, and he did all the. I'm sure you've met PK before, right?
Oh yeah.
PK ran the spring trade or the training camp complex up the street from the Diamond, and he was over in my office every single night. He loves baseball, so PK now works for the Denver Broncos and is the right hand man of Sean Payton. So we're going to cheer for the Denver Broncos to make the playoffs.
All right, I'll tee you up for the easy pick then. The Chiefs are resting everybody. Carson Wentz is their quarterback. Broncos need to win to make the playoffs. They are 10-point favorites over the Chiefs at home tomorrow afternoon.
Well, I don't like the 10-point favorite part, but I like them to win. Let's take the Chiefs plus the 10, but I'll declare that the Broncos will win the game.
I like it. Biggest line of the season. You get that in Week 18 because obviously weird things happen. This is for the true degenerates this week, Barney. Ravens are 20-point favorites against the Cleveland Browns, who need to lose to hold their draft position. The Ravens need to win to lock up the AFC North in a home playoff game. Tomorrow afternoon, 20-point favorites.
I love it. I'm playing this game. I love it. I don't know. Like, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do on this show. I might change my mind when I really play the game for real, but 20 points in the NFL, that's like crazy, right?
Yes.
Who's quarterbacking for the Browns?
Dorian Thompson-Robinson out of Tennessee.
Yeah, so I don't like that. I don't like that. If it was Jameis, I would be all over it. But I'm still going to take the Browns, I believe. 20 points in NFL is a lot. They're hapless. I can't believe that their coach hasn't been fired yet, even though, like, I like him. I think he's a great coach. I think their owner actually should be fired. The dumpster fire he caused with Watson at quarterback and giving him all that money is just a train wreck. So I don't think it's the coach's fault, but we'll start the game winning 20-0 with Cleveland and see what happens there, buddy.
You will never ever catch me giving 20 points in an NFL football game. Wouldn't be me. I'm lining up with you on the Brown side there. I will always accept 20 points in a professional football game. Sunday night's the big show, of course. Vikings and the Lions. The winner gets the bye in the NFC. So they are both playing for something. 1-point game last time around. It's in Detroit. Lions are 2.5-point favorites. So take your pick here of two pretty good football teams.
So that tells me, this is the first time I'm hearing this, that tells me that Vegas and the Brainiacs feel like Minnesota's a half point better, because usually the home team gets a few points, right, in the NFL.
Yeah, it's a half, though. I mean, that's pretty marginal.
Yeah, but that's surprising. Like I would have thought that line would have been four, maybe a little bit higher than that.
Lions played on Monday night this week in San Francisco. That might be baked into this. They had the short week.
Yeah, it could be. Well, listen, this is the first time I'm able to proclaim this to you, but last week was championship week in fantasy football.
Uh-oh.
And Nutsy Sackers won the Sandbridge Island Beach Bar 2024 championship, primarily thanks to Jared Goff, who I brought off the bench to play in the championship game, 25 Gibbs and 14 St. Brown, all on Nutsy Sackers. So for that reason, we're going to go with the Detroit Lions in the game against the Minnesota Vikings. And I don't know about you. I'm still not – I don't know, man. I mean, they're 13-2 or whatever the record is, 14-2. But I'm not buying the Vikings for some reason. Is that stupid for me to say? I mean, they've won all these games. Is it dumb for me to say I'm not buying the Vikings?
They haven't beaten anybody, but also you don't have to beat anybody if you've won 14 of them. That's hard to do. I'm in on the Vikings. They're for real.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm taking the Lions.
I'm taking the Lions, too, but I think the Vikings are for real. I think they'll make some noise in the playoffs. Get your tickets. John Smoltz opening day. It'll be warmer than this. Parney, enjoy your time at the beach, and we'll look forward to seeing you in Richmond and building this nice new baseball stadium over the coming year.
Absolutely. And I think I'll be over there in the studio with AWOD on, I think, Wednesday or sometime next week, Wednesday or Thursday. I have to look at my schedule. But looking forward to seeing you in person. And party time starting back up, so we got to look at your schedule and the schedule of the Party Pub Club. David Justice wants to be our first guest, so we got to get that lined up here. If you haven't listened to Party Time, make sure you listen to it on this channel, 9:10 on Saturday and Sunday mornings. Plus, you can find us everywhere you find your podcast.
That is the best news I've heard all day. Awesome. Great chatting with you. Look forward to all that. We got to step aside. We'll be back after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Let's take you into the weekend. AWOD Radio coming up next. He's back from his break, refreshed. He pulled the Monday shift and I didn't. They're saying he's tougher than me, and I'm not here to disagree. The numbers don't lie. One of us was able to get out of bed in late December. The other one was sleeping in, enjoying football on the couch, enjoying a little pizza. We went to Zorch Pizza. So that's a Carytown thing. Yeah, Stubbs bringing it home with us today.
I need to weigh in on that because I had it again, like for the first time. I had like actual pizza from there. I got like a buffalo chicken wing pizza.
Yeah.
And it was one of the greatest.
They're Southside now too. They have two of them. So we've got them Southside, so we checked it out.
That's a good spot.
They also, the pepperonis are like the ones that like...
That crisp up?
The curl up. I know there's a technical term for that, but...
Yeah, I went in near close. They gave me an extra slice because they were closing out. Love that place.
In Carytown, can you buy the slice?
Yeah.
Oh.
There's sitting room in there.
In Forest Hill, there's sitting room, too.
Yeah, but, I bought by slice.
Ooh, I like that. Because then you can try more.
I did, because I had the buffalo, and I also had a vodka sauce.
Try more pizza, styles.
And it was really good.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Zorch Pizza. Shout out to Zorch
Shout
Pizza.
Out.
Absolutely. Adam is back today. Hopefully he's got a better feeling on this than I do. I think we'll crosstalk here in a bit. We'll figure that out. I'm bouncing out of here, but then I'll be back around later. So I think we're going to crosstalk later. Either way, crosstalk, this one's on me. Next one, we'll figure it out. We'll get on later in the show as we fly towards Commanders Cowboys. I just feel like I love ending the season with a game of significance. I also feel like maybe we're wasting the rivalry game in the end of year slot. The NFL's gone to that, and the divisional games, obviously you're always going to create a big game, but it's not the same as you know, having it mid-season, where that was a big game when the Cowboys came here and the missed extra point and the Jaden throw and all those things. It feels different when it's the last game of the year. But you can't predict which games are going to be big and which games are going to be not big. You could say this one is big for the Commanders, going for the sixth seed, which I think they should do. And we're rooting for Tampa. I think that's where I'm at. We're rooting for Tampa. Would love to go down there, play the Buccaneers, maybe even win a playoff game. How fun would that be to talk about a team winning a playoff game? And in the NFC, it is not unthinkable that the 5, 6, and 7 could all win. The Packers are good. If the Packers go up to Philly, I think they could hold their own up there. Philly's a beast. They're the second best team for sure. But everybody in that NFC North is good. You know, either the Vikings or the Lions, whichever one loses, will be favored by a couple touchdowns in that game. That'll be an easy one to forecast right there. So that's where we're at in the NFC, and that's where we'll be on Sunday. 1 o'clock right here on the Fan down at Jerry World. Hopefully close Jerry World the way we opened it. We give our reminder to Jerry Jones. Haven't done it this year yet, so let's do it in 2025. Jerry, you just caught some bad breaks this year. The important thing is that you keep everybody intact, run it back. That's important. You don't need to make major changes. You were this close. I think Micah Parsons said it best. If they hadn't had a scoreboard this season, y'all would have been great. Legendary. Run it back. Mike McCarthy deserves another year. I don't think we fully vetted whether Mike McCarthy is the right man for this job. Give him another year. If the Commanders win, that's all right. Still run everything back. Give out some big contracts this offseason. That's my advice to Jerry Jones. Hopefully he'll heed that after the game. I remember a few years ago, this was when Dan Snyder was kind of first starting to get on the ropes because he had botched the first stadium deal that he was trying to put together. Because the deal, for all the people who want to take credit for running Dan Snyder out of town, whether it was the change the name people or whatever, Dan Snyder was run out as an NFL owner because he quit making money and he started costing everybody money. When he didn't get the stadium deals done, those were big, important moments. When the season ticket waiting list went away, those were the moments that cost Dan Snyder's job. So Jerry Jones is available to reporters after every game in Dallas. So we were down in Jerry World. I went down, I talked to Jerry after the game, which was obvious. That's an all-time moment right there. You're talking to Jerry Jones. And he's very folksy. I love Dan Snyder. He's going to get that team shining like a pretty penny up in the nation's capital. What does that even mean? And then he complimented Dan's wife. It was a full interaction. It was everything you need out there at Jerry World, which is a wild place. Plenty going on tonight. Mayo Bowl. This one's for all the Mayo, the Duke's Mayo. That's the good kind too. Virginia Tech. Brent Pry going for the Mayo Bath down there. Excited to see what the Hokies can do ahead of a pretty big offseason. They're gonna bring back some talent. They're gonna have to reload in a lot of ways. Big season coming next year for Brent Pry. Chance to set the tone on that early as the portal remains open. And then y'all know I'm fired up for tomorrow. Loyola Chicago hosting the VCU Rams. Another opportunity for a signature A-10 win. Got to get some of these road wins at some point. They'll get Dayton as well later in the year. Coming back home, they'll get St. Louis in a couple weeks. There's some big games on this A-10 slate. And they were competitive on New Year's Eve in Olean. But competitive is not going to get the job done at a certain point. You got to cross that finish line And that's what we're looking for out of VCU tomorrow. So Rams on the radio right here on the Fan. You can listen in for that. You can watch that if you're around. And then big weekend of NFL football. We'll set the playoff lineup. We'll be back with you on Monday. We'll be marching towards the Commanders playoff appearance. How sweet it is. How sweet it is. Jaden Daniels is the man. He's the 11-time Rookie of the Week winner. Zach Ertz is playing some of his best football. Austin Eckler moving towards coming back. And maybe a little Marshawn Lattimore in the playoffs, which I think would be a huge difference maker no matter who they play. It's time of year to get excited for tons of teams, tons of excitement out there right now. That's the story for us. AWOD Radio up next. We will be back on Monday. We'll have ourselves a normal week. It'll be nice. Although, as I say that, I think there's snow in the forecast right now for Monday, so nothing's ever normal around here. We'll welcome Stubb back next week. Thank you to Megan for handling her business today, and we are back on Monday. You are listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.